Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Kasama ko ngayon ang kababayan nating taga-Ballarat, si Diokno Pasilan, at ating pag-uusapan kung ano ang pinagkaabalahan niya nitong nakaraang lockdown na nabuo ang isang magandang exhibition ng mga local artists sa Ballarat. Magandang araw, Diokno.
Magandang araw, Maridel. Thanks very much. Maraming salamat.
Yeah. Salamat opportunity din sa panahon mo. Ngayon, nabanggit ko nga no, nung panahon ng lockdown, medyo mas maswerte ka kesa sa mga taga Melbourne dahil syempre sa regional area mas maluwag ang mga kalakaran, hindi ba?
Oo, yun ang advantage doon nung nagkaroon ng lockdown yung Victoria, which is ang Melbourne. Dito sa Ballarat, okay lang, pwede pa kaming maglabas-labas, pero of course you're follow the rules, no?
Mm-mm.
So So it's not hindi masyadong mahigpit at saka medyo nakaluwag.
Mm-hmm.
Pero most of the time ang feeling naka-stay at home ka.
Oo, syempre.
More stay at home.
Masunurin tayo, hindi ba?
That's right. Actually, yung nagka-lockdown, ang utak ko anti-social na eh.
So,
even my mga kaibigan ko, hindi ko na masyado kasi minsan may mga bigla lang kumakatok, bigla lang wala, talagang I off my phone. Parang ayaw ko na muna makipagkwentuhan.
At dahil nung lockdown, naapektuhan rin yung trabaho mo, yung sining. Dahil nagsara ang mga gallery, hindi ba?
Maraming nagsira. May mga schedule nga sana sa Melbourne Art Fair na cancel yun. So the idea really ng lockdown na yun, just continue making art. At saka it's an opportunity for artists actually na you know more time, more look at your work, you know, wala ka ng ibang choice just to really keep working.
So
that's the epekto ng lockdown.
Pwede nating sabihin hindi na bago ang work from home para sa inyong mga artists, pero sa pagkakataong ito, para bang naging mas tuloy-tuloy yung trabaho dahil wala kayong iniisip na iba na mga engagements?
Pwedeng ganun, oo. Although nami-miss mo rin ang mga engagement for art, so I think it serves to look at more in new perspective your work. Parang ina-absorb mo, nagbabago yung works mo, nag-iba na yung ang sensibility ng works mo dahil palagi ka na sa studio, yun na lang palagi mo tinitingnan. At saka nagpo-produce. At saka sa akin naman, parang normal naman sa artist actually, itong lockdown. Dahil ang artist, there's always isolated. It's always isolated. I mean, especially me and my kids as a Filipino artist in Ballarat. I think, I feel like isolated already. So when it's become lockdown, it's not a big deal, really.
Mm.
But the difference is that is, wala kang project masyadong nangyayari.
Sa labas, oo.
Sa labas. So, palagi ka lang tutok sa studio mo.
Nagbago ba yung art mo o yung paggawa mo sa sining nung panahon ng lockdown?
Yeah, I changed a bit of work. Nagpinta ako. Usually, hindi ako nagpipaint ng matagal. It's been a long time. Hindi ako nagpinta. So I stretched some canvas, painting ako. And then that's where I confront the problem kasi ang painting maraming problema rin yan eh. Once you do, that's perfect for that mood na dyan ka lang palagi na tinitingnan mo yung painting at tinatrabaho.
Naging COVID-related ba yung mga obra mo?
Hindi naman, pero I think yung obsession there.
Mm.
It's part of that ng COVID na dahil wala kang pressure to show the work, wala kang pressure to go out. And then yung mood mo sa painting, yun nga yung problem eh. You confront the problem in painting dahil palagi mo siyang tinitingnan. You're always there to look at it.
Parang nagtititigan so kayo.
Yeah, it's hard to finish one work dahil pinag-aralan mo, tinitingnan mo. So yung intensity ng works ba, yung presence, dahil gusto mo may presence palagi pag mag-work ka, you are alive, you know, yung presence na yun. So you become hooked to that idea of making paintings. Parang ganyan.
Ngayon, nitong nakaraan, naging abala ka kasi pinagsama-sama mo yung mga local artists sa region para sa isang, yung art space, yung rat space na buhay muli.
Yes, so that during COVID talagang walang activities. So then I realized probably said mga December they will be perfect to come back. So I met up with, I connect with some local artists and nangyari din na I know some place, itong bagong place na the Butcher Chefs in Soldier's Hill. So I organize a show para lang to check out what is happening, anong, what did you do? Same idea what mm-hmm. we're talking. Anong ginawa mo sa COVID and it's time to move out and it's probably this is the first time after COVID maybe you have like a public gathering again in December. You know, because it's a really good opportunity for artists to catch up and talk about what is happening. So this is more like a labor of love project.
So Printed On, exhibition of prints ni Bennett Pasakos Pasilan Stencil at Tandy.
Yes. So this is the print she Jolie Bennett, which is a photograph, and she owns that the butcher shop. She's very generous to para magamit yung lugar. Tapos si Jimmy Pasakos, ano siya, lecturer siya ng printmaking sa Federation University at sa printmaking. Tapos si Helmut, isang residente dito sa Soldier's Hill, ano rin siya, a printmaker din siya, mm-hmm. pero parang nag-retired na. Tapos si Pipa Tandy, she's come from Perth, but she moved here in Ballarat. Doon siya ngayon nakatira sa Krisik, and she's also doing, she's basically doing photography and printmaking, and she's teaching in high school in Melbourne somewhere.
So
that's what I thought, it's nice to connect this and talk about, you know.
So iba-ibang medium, iba-ibang focus sa isang lugar.
Yes, so but it's all about the exhibition, it's all about the print. So I thought, I called it Print It On. So what is in your head, what's happening, just print it out, you know, print it on, print it.
So humigit ko mulang ilang mga makikita naming gawain dito.
Because this is the kind of open curatorial, I tell artists to bring lots of work as much as possible if they want to. Because it's a small, it's print, so it's going to be a small works anyway. Mm-hmm. And then I hang it myself into the gallery. And I'd like to show it as much work as possible. I have lots of work. I have lots of print, which is I'm working with this, that old printing press?
Uh-huh.
With the offset press, which is the use that metal plate, you know, when they print newspaper. When you put photographs, originally it's on the metal plate. That's an old printing shop style. But then there's the printing shop here in Ballarat. They closed down.
Mm-hmm.
Nagsira. So nakita ko tong mga plate na to sa isang off shop. So binili ko, no? Tapos printenta ko yung mga plate. Ang ganda, yung mga photographs ng school, graduation, group.
So isa yan sa mga makikita namin.
1940s na mga photographs. So piniprint ko. So pinaglalaroan ko itong mga plate na to. So that's part of it for the exhibition.
So Printed On sa December 5?
December 5. Tapos my opening, 5 p.m. with a musical jam with the skeptics, with a group. Which is a group, they're making their own instruments. I'm also part of it. So, but anyway, I'll invite lots of new musicians to, if they want to jam, to play around, yeah. That will be good.
Siguro, lalo na ngayon na ini-encourage ng premier na mamasyal ang mga taga-Victoria, hindi ba? Magandang pasyalan.
Right. Mga Pilipino community dito sa Ballarat, dapat mag-engage din sila sa labas, mga art activities. They'll bring the mga anak-anak nila kumahilig sa art. expose them sa art. Maganda ang Ballarat eh, for that, you know, para visible naman yung present natin.
Maraming salamat, Diokno Pasilan, at kita-kita tayo sa December 5 sa Old Butcher Shop Gallery sa Ballarat.
Maraming salamat, Maridel. Ang address, 112 Seymour Street, Soldiers Hill.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.